With the first week of the federal election campaign now done, how have the political leaders fared under the pressure of the travel involved, the media scrutiny, and how have they handled unexpected hiccups? Does it matter at this stage? Are voters actually listening? The Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten have set a blistering pace, crisscrossing the nation, ticking off Sydney, Melbourne, Perth and Devonport. Political reporter Stephanie Boris joins me now. And Steph, how are the Prime Minister and the opposition leader coping?
Sabra, both sides have attempted to unravel each other's policies this week, from tax cuts to health. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has pushed through this with apparent ease, providing very short, sharp responses and leaving no room for further questioning. But opposition leader Bill Shorten, his messaging was a bit messy and confusing when it came to super. Under questioning from journalists, he said Labor had no plans to increase taxes on super. But of course, we know that the opposition has announced a raft of changes to how the system works. So that required Mr. Shorten to clarify yesterday, saying he could have used better words to explain that he has no further plans other than those already on the table. As you can imagine, the Prime Minister was very quick to jump on this, saying Mr. Shorten can't explain his own policies. But Mr. Morrison also has a problem, and that's with his Queensland colleague, George Christensen. There are a growing number of reports about his trips to the Philippines, and yesterday Mr. Christensen did refer himself to the Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority. Now, Mr. Morrison so far brushed aside these reports, but with the number of stories about these trips overseas growing, I don't think, Sabra, it will be something he can ignore.
All right, with another 4 weeks of the campaign to go, do mistakes and missteps early in the piece matter? Are voters actually listening?
Well, politicians will say yes, because everything matters in a campaign, but I would argue a lot of voters will forget what's been said in this first week by the time they go to the polls. The only way they will remember is if the politicians keep bringing these mistakes up and reminding voters. But we do have 4 weeks to go, so anything can still happen, and expect the campaign to get a bit more nasty too.
All right, looking at where the leaders have actually been this week, does that give us an insight into where they think the campaign will be won and lost?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, election campaigns are very planned. Details kept quiet until the last minute. It's street walks, factory visits. You know, yesterday Mr. Morrison visited an ice cream shop. It's all about painting this picture and reaching out to Australians where votes matter the most. So one of those places is Melbourne. Both leaders spent time there this week, as there are a number of marginal seats. Mr. Morrison spending a second day in Tasmania today. There, the Liberals are hopeful of taking 2 seats off Labor.
All right, aside from the major political parties, there is some movement among the independents and minor parties this morning. Tell us about that.
Further changes to the election race for 2019. We learned that the South Australian Independent Senator Tim Storer is bowing out, saying he's not nominating for re-election. We weren't expecting him to get back into the Senate. He, of course, initially made his debut thanks to Nick Xenophon coming in under that ticket. And also, there are reports Clive Palmer will announce he's running for the Senate, a very colourful and controversial character attempting another tilt at politics.
All right, with many people looking forward to the Easter long weekend break now, will the political campaign continue or will it take a break?
Well, those ads, Sabra, that you're seeing on TV, those political ads that drive us all mad, you'll get a short break from those, as both the Liberal and Labor parties have agreed to no political advertising on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And a friendly reminder that today is the last day to enrol to vote. So you need to go to the Australian Electoral Commission's website by 8 tonight if you haven't signed up.
Steph Boris, thank you very much for that.